Ksubis Perek Yud Beis, Mishneh Gimel. Almono she'amro i'efshi lozus mi'beis baili. We learned before, in the fourth Perek, that one of the Tanoi Ksuba is that after a man dies, so his almono is allowed to live in his house, she doesn't have to move out, and she's also nizim mi'nichsei yirusha. How far do we take that? She says, i'efshi lozus mi'beis baili, I'm here, this is my place. I can't move out of my husband's house, I'm living with his memory, this is my place. Go back to your father's house. She has a right to live in this house. It's not just financial that she has the schus mitzat used in a chosin. She has a right to live there. They have to give her a place to live. They can never throw her out of their father's house. If she says, I need the comfort. Now that I'm an Amon, I need the comfort of going back to my parents' house, my familiar territory. The chiv mezoinos is because she's dependent on the husband. Now the husband died. She's dependent on mekoymoy, al nechosov. So the Yoshim can say, look, if you want to go back to your father's house, that means you have nothing to do with our father anymore. So Mela, they'd say to her like this, imat etzleinu yesh loch mezoinos. That's the understanding of the chiv mezoinos is with dependency. The Mishnah just adds one thing. This vort of her going back to her father's house is because she's independent. But what happens if there's a very good reason? She's a young girl. People are going to think that there's something improper going on. That makes sense. That's a taina. And then she's not claiming independence from her husband that died. This is about kashrus, about tznius. In the etzim din, that she has a right to live in the husband's house, she has a right to be dependent on the husband. So first of all, that obviously means they can't sell the house, which is zach that can come up. You have an almona, you have children of somebody who died. He married a woman when he was getting on in years. She lived with him. They don't have a right to sell the house. They don't even have a right to sell the contents of the house. The avodim, the shivchois, the karm, the kisois, the pillows, the beds, the klekezim, klezov. She has a right to the furniture. She has a right to the dishes. She has a right to the household help. Everything that went into the house. Now, she doesn't have a right to the whole house. Like the Mishnah says, they give her modor lefikvoido. Before, she was the mistress of the house. She's not the mistress of the house. She's living by them. That's the relationship. They have to give her lefikvoido, but not that she has full control. The Rav brings, it comes from the Rishonim, that im nofal habayis en chayovim livnas lo bayis achet. This that we say that she could live in their house, and that's part of the Tnai Ksuba, is only if the house is there. What happens if the house falls in? Then I'm going to build another house. Ate yasfu bebesit na. What happens if they built the house? Does she have a right to live there? The Rishonim say not. The Rishonim say it's only in this house. Tesant, l'chor, the house is rebuilt. What happens if she's willing to contribute money towards the rebuilding of the house? Afilo achi. Mishnah Dalet. Remember from Mishnah Gimel that if she's not living in the husband's house, she's not dependent on him. She went back. She resumed her former life. She went back to her father's house. So there she has a din, however, of a chayvus ksuba. So then chayvus ksuba asalav. There's no reason. There's no statute of limitations on a chayv. Comes along the Mishnah with a chiddush din. Kol zman she'i bebeis bailo. She's not living bebeis bailo in a state of dependency, like we learned. So then, the choyv didn't disappear. The assumption is that after 25 years that she's living in her husband's house, she was a young amon, she's lived there for many, many years. After that, she doesn't have a ksuba. The assumption is that in 25 years, enough is eaten, kenege ksubasa, that's for sure. Oy bazoi. Then the assumption is that she doesn't have a right to collect the ksuba. What's the gedra advar? This is some type of using up her ksuba. This is what the Tanakhama over here, Divri Reb Meir Sheoma Mishum Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. This is Reb Meir B'Shem Reb Shimon Gamliel. It seems like the halacha is takanat like Reb Meir. Kol zman shehi bebeis bailo, if she's bebeis bailo, where she is living in a state of dependence, then goyve ksubas lailam. Punkt faket. There's no din that a wife who's living b'modur at yosfe bebeisi, that doesn't deplete her ksuba. Doesn't deplete her ksuba. Rimei held that, yeah, it does deplete. Chacham say no. She has a right to live there. That's independent of the Chavis Ksuba. Chavis Ksuba is the sum of money she gets for having independently able to support herself. Besides that, she's supported as long as she wants to be dependent. So then, Chavis Ksuba Salalim. When is the din of 25 years that the Chacham had, this statute of limitations? Because man shehi bevei sovio, when she's taken not in the state of dependency, then she collects her ksuba till 25 years. Mesa, if she dies, where her yorshim collect, because it's like any other chayv, that her yorshim are yorish the chayv. So then, maskirin ksuboso ad esim v'chomishona. What does it mean, maskirin? It's a lashon of macho. It's 25 years from when their mother died, they have to be moicha, to say, we're still holding on to the chayv haksuba. If there's 25 years that either her, or they, 25 years after her death, then we nem on its mechila. It's not a function of that she was nene from the nichse baila, she loses her ksuba. That's the Tanakama. This shita holds that there's an assumption that after 25 years, a woman is mevater, is moichel on her ksuba. It's an unspoken, but it's an assumption that she's moichel. Very bichidish. Who says that if a person has a choiv that they didn't go after for 20, 25, 35 years, that means they were moichel? Over here, there's an assumption that, yeah, it's a din by ksuba. There's no statute of limitation by any other choiv. There's another chiddush here also. If a person doesn't say verbally, Reuven is owed money by Shimon, he doesn't say verbally, he's moichel. Lomazong, the assumption is that that's his thought process. Okay, you know what, it's 25 years, fine. Weiter, gegangen. Is that a mechila, or mechila has to be chal bedibur? Is mechila belev chal, or is it dvarim shebelev? This is a machlekes tektzois and a mashal in Simon Yud Beis, and the nida in the soiviv over here. This is where the rai is. What you're going to have to say is, if you hold the way the tektzois says dvarim shebelev, you have to say that over here it's belibay belev kalodom, b'chi agadna is no din of dvarim shebelev, and the mechila will be a mechila even though it's belev. But normally mechila has to be takabepeh. That's the halacha over here in this Mishnah. They want to know what 25 years is, so the place can bring down to Prisha that maybe you'll say that Mosayim Zuz is really Chofei Zloim. Mosayim Zuz of silver is 25 Zloim of Kesef. She loses 25 years of Selah Lashona. That's basic support. Lamaisa, the place can say, so why don't we say that it's all gradual, that after 10 years she loses 10 Zloim? The truth of the matter is that the Gemara in the Tanakhama in Shitzur Meir has a Shaila, maybe after 25 years. There's nothing special about 25 years. Maybe it just means that's how long it takes to eat it up. So maybe if it was after 10 years, she would lose that amount. That the Gemara bleibs a teku in Shitzur Meir, but that Chakira is in Reb Meir because it's about using up this Chus Ksuba on her support when she's living Bebeis. Bebeis Baila, but according to the Chacham, it's about Mechila. So that's a dying Tzorchion. But the Etzim Yisoid of Mechila believe whether it's a Mechila or not, like we said, that's a Machlok Sigdele Achrenim.